Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is the reason for Tylenol, Mr. Evan.
It's hard not to rock out to the song.
It is. I like how you had to start grooving and gyrating and shaking and all-around chair dancing as soon as the show started, so as to distract me.
That's my role on this show.
I mean, you don't bring humor.
You don't bring
any sort of insightfulness or food knowledge.
I did this in the Irish tradition. You know how the big thing, you know, with Riverdance was that the top half has to be still, and the bottom half has to be doing all the crazy crap.
Yeah.
Except I did it one better, where all my motion is from the shoulders up.
Okay.
So that was why I had to groove in such a manner.
Okay.
So, but it's hard to drink beer while headbanging.
Moving.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for stopping. Just long enough for us to at least start the show.
Yeah, well.
We are at the Blarney Pub and Grill in beautiful downtown Dinkytown.
Is there a downtown Dinkytown?
It's like the main drag here in Dinkytown, isn't it?
It's not that big. I don't know if you can necessarily call any particular area the main drag.
Right. School's out for summer.
It is.
School's out forever. That might be the only Irish Cooper. Irish Cooper.
Irish Cooper?
I looked up. I saw the Notre Dame Fighting Irish banner up there. And so I thought Irish Cooper.
Irish Cooper.
That might be the only Alice Cooper reference for the show, but we make no promises on this show.
Well, because clearly we've both been drinking well before we started the show.
Jeez, struggling already.
I know. I think it's just because we're in a sort of Irish place that we already started like a 0.10 BAC.
When was the last time you were here? Do you remember the last time you were here?
Oh, it was like right when it first opened.
Right.
So, a couple of years at least.
Right. Well, I would have been 27, so 5 years at least.
Okay.
It was we hadn't started this show, so
yeah.
It was 6 years or so.
So, but it still kept going. I believe this is the old Vecchio spot.
No, Vecchio's is right next
Vecchio's
door.
Vecchio's right next door. What used to be in this?
The Blarney. It used to be something else before that. It might have been a different name, but I think it was an Irish bar.
No.
You sure?
No. No, wasn't
you should
that,
ask our waitress.
I could. Well, she probably wasn't born when this was before.
I was born in 98.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
How old are you?
No, it's this place is done okay, and I think part of the reason why it's done okay is because it's not an Irish place. It is a college bar with Irish food.
Let's rephrase that. It's a college bar with Irish beers.
They have Irish food.
Sort of. They have the most pedestrian Irish food.
There's not really anything exotic about Irish cooking,
sure.
though.
Well, they don't have any corned beef and cabbage.
That is a shame.
But they've got Reuben about 8 different ways.
Which is corned beef without the crap.
Right.
So, not a cabbage fan. Especially boiled cabbage.
Surprise. That would seem to me, knowing how you grew up, that would be right up your alley, is the corned beef and cabbage.
I didn't have corned beef claws in college.
You really did live a sheltered job.
I did.
Now I just feel sorry for you.
Well, we didn't have any good...
Couldn't afford meat.
I didn't grow up in a good... good in terms of varied culinary tradition. We were very focused and limited in what we make.
Right.
Very Minnesotan, very Lutheran.
Oh my, yes.
And we did not branch out too much.
I would have thought you had a little German, Irish something in there too, but maybe not.
No, all our cooking was Czech.
Okay.
or just Lutheran, which is its own cuisine.
It really is. In Minnesota, it's its own cuisine.
Yeah, yeah.
Typically involves a cream soup of some type.
Yeah, some sort of cream-based soup or hot dish.
A ground beef.
I still think one of... every once in a while, I'll still make bachelor chow, which is one of the simplest, cheapest foods you can make.
Enlighten us.
Say a 1 pound. I've talked about it on the show before.
I know.
It's a 1 pound bag of egg noodles.
Right.
A pound of burger.
Right.
And a can or two, depending on your
the creaminess.
Depending on your to taste. A can of cream mushroom soup.
Okay.
Brown the burger up. Cook the egg noodles up. Throw all that shit in a giant bowl.
Wow.
Salad ranch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're good for like 3 days. Like,
yeah. That's good.
And it was like a dollar, it was basically like $4 for that whole thing.
See, I think you can go cheaper.
This is the largest side salad I've ever seen
really
in my life.
Big salad. Holy crap.
And they give me a shot glass of dressing.
I think you can go cheaper though, because when I was doing in the same sort of boat, it was always hamburger helper. In which case, you get the ground beef when it's on sale. It's $1.99 a pound for like a 73% lean. You spend half your time just skimming off fat.
Yeah.
I know you taste good. I'm sorry, guys, but I gotta skim this off.
Otherwise, it'll interact badly.
And then like a box of hamburger helper was like 99 cents, so you're only in it for about $3.
Yeah, but that doesn't last as long.
I suppose I can pound down a box of hamburger helper in a sitting. God.
See, because the joy of a bachelor chow. I'm
so disgusted with myself that, right now.
No, the bachelor chow is it's not really good.
No, but it's sustenance.
But it's calories. It's right. Just enough to keep you upright.
Right.
So.
You're not eating it for the chow.
No. Although it does have its own, charm.
It does. Occasionally you have to go back to slumming it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason why people have such fond memories of things like Kraft macaroni and cheese. You know, tater tot. You know, it's the reason why people go back to these things is because they evoke, there's a strange food emotional attachment to it. So I'm completely with you. Occasionally I will break out the bachelor chow, the bachelor chow.
You can't talk.
The bachelor chow, or bachelor hot dish, or some derivative of that, be it a tater tot ilk.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love tater tot hot dish.
Holy it was pretty
crap.
Outstanding.
Holy crap.
I was really upset. This past weekend, my wife is going to go to a wedding shower.
Okay.
A wedding shower in Wisconsin.
Right.
So pretty much means I have the whole day to myself.
Right.
Well, she got sick.
Okay.
So she stayed home. So, and I had two plans for while she was gone. One was to just make horrible food and large quantities of it. Just right. Sit with it on my lap the whole day.
You were eating out of that plastic bowl that rarely gets used.
Mm-hmm.
That she uses for baking.
The punch bowl. I want a punch bowl of pasta.
What do you have in there? Pasta,
I have no
Cheetos.
Idea.
I think I tossed a couple Twinkies in there, too.
Sure. It's all mixed up. Who
it's
cares?
Spaghetti
Who
sauce.
Who knows? Sorry. But there's that, or go to a whole bunch of movies. Like,
right.
Show up at the theater at like noon.
Yeah.
Not leave till like 8.
Right. Maybe leave to get something to eat.
No. You can buy nachos. Buy a hot dog.
No, you cannot eat that hot dog. I've had the hot dogs.
I've eaten that hot dog.
At the Roseville movie theater?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all the same hot dog.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter where you go.
They paint on the grill marks.
I have no illusions about the quality.
Oh. I had a hot dog when we went to 300. No, not 300. Watchmen. When we went to Watchmen, I had a hot dog because I hadn't eaten yet. It was probably one of the worst things I've ever eaten. Yuck.
But I did neither of those things.
I'm sorry.
It was frustrating and annoying. But I got to...
No punch, no eating out of a punch bowl.
No. I did get to nurse my wife back to somewhat health, so there is
very
some advantage
of
that.
You're You're a better man than most.
When she even said, if you want to go to a movie, go.
No, that's a trap.
Well, it's just like, I'm not going to leave my sick wife at home.
Yeah, that's a game.
Alone.
Yeah.
Mm. This is a giant fucking side salad.
Nicely done.
It's ridiculous.
Although, if you're going to fill up on something, you know, fill up on something healthy.
Yeah.
Somewhat healthy.
Given what else I ordered.
Oh, yeah, we're both
going to die. I needed something that was moderately healthy, because you can't get a soup or a salad.
Right.
And while their soup was chicken vegetable, I still didn't want to play it safe.
God, we're both going to feel pretty ill after leaving here, I realize that.
That's probably true. But, oh well. The things we do for this show.
Yeah. The punishment we put our bodies through.
And it is punishment.
For you people, for you listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. We're suffering for you.
So here's what I don't get about this place.
Okay.
It is ostensibly an Irish place.
Right.
I mean, it's named Blarney, which is a terrible name.
Well,
it's no shenanigans, but right. it's pretty bad. Okay. And, you know, they got banners up. They've got all the I believe they're Big Ten teams. Is it? That they are. Isn't that what we are?
Except for the Notre Dame.
Yeah, but they're Irish, so.
Fighting Alice's.
Fighting. So, we got all the TVs around for people to watch games and stuff. So it's this weird mix of that Irish kind of pub. I don't want to say watered down, but kind of filtered through the idea of a college bar.
It's like a frat guy bought a bar and couldn't really decide to go all one way or all the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So he picked the most, you know, pedestrian name that he could think of.
Yeah.
And went with that.
That may be what the deal is. But, to their credit, there's very few places in this area that last as long as this place does.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how many times we've been to restaurants in Dinky Town, and they're closed within a year and a half.
So it's a tough, tough market, you know. We discussed it on the Uncle Moe's episode, which I don't know how they're doing at all. I haven't heard anything.
I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. But we're in the off-season now, you know. The kids are out of school. We were remarking about, you know, one of our favorite restaurants that we have kind of like feel kind of bad that it went out of business before we got to do a show from it. It's right below us, Dinky Towner, which you introduced me to way back in the day.
That was a regular hangout when I was in college, because I knew like half the people that spun music there.
Right.
So we'd go down there and listen to music and give money to the Russian mob by buying drinks.
It was a cool place. It was a very chill place from what I remember.
It was.
And not many people knew about it, and that might have been its undoing.
It's true.
And the Russian mob.
And the Russian mob. You know, that doesn't help things.
But if I do remember correctly, the food was not bad.
No.
It was very much bar food, but it was it was good bar food. And large, large portions as well. I ate there a couple times when I was working down here, or just do takeout, which was fantastic in the middle of winter. Nice, because they would do like a home cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that breakfast was pretty outstanding.
Yeah. And you'd be set for the rest of the day. I'd be able to, you know, go home at 8 p.m. and all I had the rest of the day was like a power bar and that massive ass breakfast.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a shame. I think that even closed before we even started the show.
Yeah, I think it did too.
But
I think, you know what? I think we started the show and it might have gone out of business the first couple of weeks we had done it.
Maybe.
Because I remember saying to you, we should do this. Because it was something I when we first started the show, we did not have a good idea what this was going to be.
No.
Or even really what we would pick for restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Or criteria for restaurants. So we were going off of more of hearsay and, you know, what limited resources we have to find restaurants, you know.
But the thing I like about Dinky Town is that
there seems to be kind of a probationary period. That was sexy.
I hope that came out well.
I hope it did too.
Oh my.
There seems to be kind of a probationary period where if you can last like 6 or 7 years, like someone's entire college career,
you're winning.
You're here forever.
Yeah.
Because I think of places like Annie's. I think of places like Loring Pasta Bar, which has been here at least 10 years.
Oh, way longer than that.
Yeah. You know, and then you got the super stalwarts like Al's Breakfast.
Yep. Espresso Royale isn't across the street anymore, is it?
I don't know if that's still open or not. But Cafe 421's been here a while.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Espresso Royale has been here forever. I think your mom used to go there, didn't she?
No, that you're thinking,
this isn't even a setup to your mom joke.
I know, no, it wasn't there. She was more St. Anthony, Maine area.
Oh, okay.
She came.
You know, the Purple Onion, which has moved, but it's still been open forever.
House of Hanson closed, though.
No, it did not.
I think it's closed.
That's impossible.
Okay? Because I think you look like you're about to cry. Are you okay?
I'm not okay. It's more just like saying, like, McDonald's went out of business.
Right,
it's like, just like not. That's not possible.
I feel like I just stabbed you in the heart a little bit.
Well,
I raped your childhood.
No, there's no way.
Your childhood.
There's no way. There's no way the House of Hanson's closed.
I think it's closed.
That just seems wrong. Candy. I mean, that's another place that's been around.
Shuang Chang,
which we've done before.
Right. What's your shitty Chinese place that you like over?
You're going to talk trash about Village Walk?
Yes, I am, because it was shitty when we had it.
That's the point.
It was the worst Chinese food we've had on the show. We've had a lot of Chinese food on the show.
We haven't had that much Chinese.
We've had enough to be able to to rank it.
See, now I know you did not go to school here, because it's part of the orientation package.
I work down here.
Doesn't matter. It's different. It's part of the freshman orientation package is a love of the Village Walk.
No.
Just because you couldn't hack it in a state school,
right,
doesn't mean you need to take it out on those of us that could.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how's that job search going for you?
I still got a job.
Okay.
I made more money than you do.
Right. What's your training in? I'm just wondering.
Being sexy.
That's right. And that's going to get you a job.
Damn right it will.
Can't flash nipple to everyone.
I will certainly try.
Challenge accepted.
I got two of them. I can rotate if I need to.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. Village Walk does not have the shittiest Chinese on campus. It's the takeout place right across the street, literally over my right-hand shoulder. It's like China Express. Like, that's the worst.
That is terrible.
But you get a ridiculous amount of food.
Yeah, it comes to you in a wheelbarrow. Is really what it does.
It is.
You think it's like a reverse rickshaw,
right?
You know?
It is the styrofoam container. The styrofoam container you've had at every single takeout place you've ever had.
Yes.
And it is swelling. Like, they can barely close it.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of it is fried rice.
Yes.
And then you have a 10% entree. But they are giving away fried rice for free.
Yeah, buddy.
And they only had the 24-ounce bottles of pop.
Yep.
That's all of
it. I remember that. No, I remember when I lived in Dinky Town, I had two apartments. Thank you.
Yep.
I had two different apartments in Dinky Town. And China Express was a regular.
Sesame chicken.
See, I don't like sesame chicken.
Sesame chicken or the orange chicken was always my go-to.
Yeah.
And I always felt terrible afterwards.
That was like
eating a laxative. That's essentially what that was.
Maybe you just ate bad things. I don't remember it being that terrible.
It was not.
It was not great.
No,
but
it wasn't great. But it was just shot right there.
You know, for a bucket for a dollar.
It was.
You know.
It was. I remember this. It was $6.50, and it came to $7.10.
With tax. Well, all right. We haven't even mentioned what we're drinking here.
No, we haven't. I have a Harp on draft. It's good.
What is Harp? I went with a Smithix, which I believe is also on tap.
I just thought of another place we got to talk about this down here.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big... I don't know if we've mentioned Smithix. I really like it.
I do too.
And it's something that... I was actually talking with somebody about this week. I like the fact that
Now, granted, Smithwick's is an old recipe, so I mean, this is not necessarily trend chasing.
Right.
But I found that I like brown ales, black ales, things like that. Mm-hmm. And now that the craft brewers have gotten over the fact that, oh my god, we have hops again, so we're going to put 70 pounds of hops
right.
to make like a super IPA.
Right.
They're doing more stuff with brown ales and black ales and things like that, and I'm seeing more, and they're all really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went to, I might have talked about this on a previous show. We went to Zenbox. Izakaya, the full restaurant.
Yeah.
And I had their Kirin Black.
Okay.
That was fantastic.
They have that on draft, don't they?
I had the bottle, but they might have it on draft. But that was excellent.
Okay.
And I'm seeing more now that they're doing, that other breweries are doing brown ales and things like that. And it's like, gung-ho, I'm all for this.
Smittix is my, it's like my transition from Oktoberfest beers into Christmas, you know, Christmas ales.
Yeah, okay.
Christmas beers.
I see what you're saying.
You know, where they're transitioning from that wheat, almost citrusy beers of late summer, fall, to your full-on nuttiness and spiciness, where you still have that hints of citrus, but kind of more malty, caramely flavor,
yeah.
and you know, maybe even like a little cinnamon and nutmeg in there as well.
Yeah.
So that's where I drink a lot of Smithwick's in like November, sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's appropriate that I got this given what else I ordered.
Right.
Because I doubled down on the late October food.
Right. We're both gonna die.
Well, why must you worry so much?
Because even reading the menu, it was just like, oh, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna pain. This is gonna hurt the heart.
Well, you can get new ones.
The porcine valve is what you get at?
Sure, yeah. And wouldn't that be really kind of appropriate? Just a little bit of pig in you.
True.
You know,
a little bit of bacon in
you. Little bit of bacon. Bacon is keeping you alive is really what you
really.
Would say. Yeah, I think that's very appropriate.
Maybe.
All right, Scotch eggs here.
You.
Lemon peppers?
Yes. Thank you.
Your meals will be right up.
Thank you.
I have no silverware.
Oh, she took them.
She did.
Well, good luck to you.
Oh, shit. All right.
What'd you get?
I got the Scotch eggs, which is really, it's Scotch egg. It's one.
Yeah.
One egg. Which, if you don't know, is as a hard-boiled egg. Surrounded.
Patty melt? You're welcome.
It's a hard-boiled egg surrounded with sausage and breaded.
Here you guys go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Anything else I can get you?
Nope, we're
drink?
Good.
Can I get a water?
Water, yep.
Yeah, water too. Anyway, yeah, Scotch egg, hard-boiled egg, sausage, breaded, deep-fried, awesome. They got a little bit of, speaking of which, the corned beef and hash, a little bit of mix with there.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. And then the way they do it is they drizzle a hollandaise sauce on it, which is fairly standard, but not always present.
Is it hollandaise?
Mm-hmm. Mm. The corned beef is good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm.
Potatoes are excellent. So overall, a pretty decent hash with this. I've not tried the Scotch eggs themselves yet. What about you, sir?
I also got an appetizer. We kind of figured that the appetizer would come out first, but everything came all at once, so we're gonna kind of make do with this.
Yeah.
I got the, we'll call it, they're called Reuben Poppers on the menu. They're more like Reuben egg rolls.
Yeah, those don't look terribly poppable.
It's a wonton skin stuffed with a Reuben. So Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and corned beef. And then a side of Thousand Island dipping sauce. Oh my god, I should not have been drinking at work.
No.
And it's good. You know, it's kind of a unique take on your standby egg roll. But it tastes good.
It does the job.
Mm-hmm.
I've now partaken of one of my my Scotch eggs. And it is it's very much pub food. I mean, this is to soak up alcohol.
That's exactly really what I'm getting right now.
And it definitely fits that bill. I must say, the sausage is a little under-seasoned.
Where?
There's a lot of potential strong flavors, and none of them come through. Like, the hollandaise is pretty light. The sausage is pretty lightly seasoned. The egg is I don't think, seasoned at all. But it does the job. It's adequate, I'll say.
It's really hot. Hard.
And you got a little bit of a celery with yours as well.
Like a whole...
Because why?
Three or four stalks, which is kind of odd, but... I would expect this with wings, but...
Mm-hmm.
Because of the celery with wings, just to cool it off.
Yeah, exactly. Are we Minnesotans so offended by flavor that a Reuben is considered spicy?
Thousand Island is spicy.
I think we're better than that.
We are. Not by much.
No, it's true.
But I think we are.
Sadly, I think the best thing about these Scotch eggs is the hash that comes with it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well, it's not a shame. It's not bad. But... to be honest, I don't expect much from this place. And it seems to be hitting those levels.
It's a college place.
It's a college place, exactly.
We're taking everything with a grain of salt. In that, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a college haunt. We've both been here before, but it's been so long. We're almost seeing if it kind of stands up over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've had a couple beers with me, this would taste really good.
Absolutely. Like, you know,
I would love the crap out of this.
If I was into sports, like if I ever found myself in a position where it's like, I want to watch the game, whatever the game is.
Foosball.
Professional foosball.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of place I would want to go because it, you know, the Irish have figured out bar food. You know what I mean? Yeah. English, Irish, I mean, that whole thing. A lot of fried.
Somewhat portable.
Somewhat hand friendly. Which is not describing your mother.
You did so well.
I know. And so did she. Well done. But no, I mean, this is that kind of place where it's like, if I was into this, this is a little different than... And, you know, I'm not going to be into wings. I'm not going to be into that kind of stuff. So this kind of fits that bar food level that I like.
I'm a little surprised we don't have more of your chain sports bars on campus
here. That is true.
You know, and maybe I'm mistaken because I simply don't get down here much. This is an area of town where I don't get down. I don't have business going on down here. I don't have any sort of work going on down here. That is a big portion of Shepherd's Pie.
It is.
I just realized how big that was once you turned it.
Yeah.
Which is what she said. But I'm surprised that there isn't like a Buffalo Wild Wings down here. However, they just put in there's a D-spot down here.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
I know. So almost might be worth a detour.
Well, you know, we're starting to see that. I mean, McDonald's is here, so I mean, you know, big deal. Where you're getting the chains is more...
McDonald's has been here since...
Forever.
Forever and a day, yeah.
But where you're seeing the chains isn't so much in, like, sports bars and things like that, but you're seeing that in takeaway food. You know, you got a couple sub shops here. You got Five Guys now. You know, so it's places like that. I can see why something like an Applebee's or one of those kind of places.
How is everything?
Good. Good. Can we get some ketchup?
Yes.
Thank you.
There's ketchup right here.
Never mind. Sorry.
No, he's blind.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right, if you're under the bus.
And old.
Oh. Yeah,
Apparently your memory is lost, too.
I can't see one of those places doing well down here.
I think a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, I think, could do okay.
I think a Hooters would be out of control.
No, because really? You see the problem with Hooters is since you are so close to a campus,
yeah.
There's the protest angle.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Money trumps all.
Yeah, but I don't know.
The almighty dollar trumps all. So let the women's lib protesters protest outside. They'll rake in the money.
So food has begun.
Food has arisen.
Like I said before, I've gone the route of late fall. But to me, this is why Maine invented air conditioning, so that I could eat shepherd's pie on an 85 degree day.
You're out of gravy season.
I'm out of gravy season, but again, this fits my theory that there is no true gravy season. Gravy is evergreen. Yes, I went with the shepherd's pie, which if you don't know, it was a fairly large crock of...
It's just a crock.
It's probably Nerf football sized crock.
That's putting it kind of lightly.
But it's mashed potatoes, stewed beef, vegetables. You got some carrots and some celery in here. Mashed potatoes and a really, really good brown gravy. I give them high marks on the gravy. It's very flavorful and just complements everything really well. So, yeah, and you got mashed potatoes plus, you know, cubed potatoes too. So, it's pretty outstanding.
Cornucopia of potatoes.
Not quite. And I did go with the traditional Irish breadstick.
I suppose they're sharing a bread oven with vegetables down the street.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's a little strange.
It's a little strange, but breadstick's a breadstick, dude.
True. And when dipped in gravy.
Everything's good when dipped in gravy.
I got the patty melt with the pub chips, mm-hmm. which are just basically thick-cut potato chips. The patty melt's good. It's not anything to write home about.
Mm-hmm.
It needs salt badly.
Normally a patty melt is not one you'd consider that needs salt of all the burger applications.
Right. But I get it, the faint hit of the cheese, but it's completely, you know, you expect to have sautéed onions on it.
There's no sautéed onions in there?
There is, it's just so minimal.
Really? That's disappointing.
Right.
Because that's really the...
That's why I come.
That's the best part of the patty melt.
That's why you come for the patty melt.
That's right.
And when there isn't any... Then it's just a burger sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Which, while not bad, not great.
No. Part of the allure with the patty melt is that it works in a similar fashion that BLT does. Is that all the components work harmoniously together.
That's true.
To form a you know, by itself, each one.
And if anybody's slacking, the whole shoot match is
exactly.
Failing.
It's the same same thing with like a club sandwich. Everyone has to work harmoniously together.
True. So how was your weekend, sir?
It was good.
Good story. Oh, sorry.
Chewing. Just trying to swallow.
Let it go.
Yeah. Went to a graduation party this weekend. Out in Stillwater. Never actually been to a graduation party so large where a live band was playing.
Wow.
And multiple cabanas set up around a in-ground pool.
Did you go to the richest man in Stillwater's graduation?
Kind of felt like that. But it was it was kind of odd. It was, you know, they had a bartender and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Was this family or friends, or were you just crashing?
Family, friend type of deal. But it's just odd. When they did a taco bar, which really wasn't anything to write home about, but it brought up an interesting thing, thought.
Okay.
In that, what's the proper thing to serve at a graduation party?
I don't know that there is a set menu. Well, I'd say anything that can accommodate a large amount of people. I mean, it's like a wedding, you know. Buffets are always approved.
You know. But are people going there for a meal, or are they going there for a snack, or what? They have a very extensive taco bar and a ton of fixings and, you know, different cold salad. I mean, it was just a ridiculous amount of food. And, you know, how much is too much for, granted you are celebrating a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
But how much do you celebrate?
I don't think there's an inappropriate amount of food for anything.
See, I kind of think there is.
Really?
I think there's some sort of etiquette involved in it.
Really?
If you're in graduation party season, for instance, you know, you have people that are hitting up multiple parties a day.
Sure.
And those people are going to feel somewhat obligated to eat something at every party.
Mm-hmm.
But are they going to want, like, a full on meal?
But that's why something like a taco bar works. You can just have a taco.
Right.
No one is filled up with a taco. Yeah, I can understand if it was like a plated meal.
Right.
Or something like that.
I guess how much is overkill for like a graduation party? That to me seemed a bit... All that seemed a bit...
Are you just mad that your graduation party was so terrible?
Graduation party was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. I'm just wondering where this angst is coming from.
It's not angst. It's more of a... I'm sitting there observing.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like a lot of overkill.
As far as I'm concerned, the more food, the better. In any situation.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Trying to get you liquored up.
Surprised I turned it down.
Yeah, me too. You certainly have the amount of food to soak it up.
My God, man. You haven't even put a dent in that yet.
I know.
I'm kind of feeling bad for you.
Well, shepherd's pie, as a proper food pile, it reheats well.
Oh, yeah. It's like a hot dish.
It's like a hot dish. So if I have to bring some of this home, I will not be horribly upset. It will, however, break my streak of finishing my meal on every show.
I think if you try to finish that, you're going to be a hurt unit.
I got to do an interview after this, like after when we get home.
You don't want to be belching that up, pooping that.
Yeah.
Could you,
pause me for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I have to go poop my brains out.
Yeah. Excuse me. Make sure I'm muting the mic, because the bathroom's right next to the studio.
Just do it from the bathroom. What was that?
Nothing.
Would you mind that?
So other than the Stillwater thing, nothing going on with you?
Did, helped out with the graduation party as well, and was manning the grill for that. Cooked something close to 80 sliders.
There's someone that hates sliders. That's impressive.
That was the other thing. The entire time, I'm kind of mad. Like, because there's stupid little burgers.
Yeah.
But then again, it made sense in that you're giving somebody a snack.
Exactly.
Contrary to the night before where you had the party where there was a ton of food to eat.
But again, maybe I'm just offended on their behalf, but just it sounds like it's a lot of little things, a lot of very, you know, a lot of it allows people to manage their intake. If you just want a taco and like a scoop of German potato salad,
I know,
then you're good. But if you want to have a bucket of potato salad and 17 tacos, you can.
Which I tried to do.
Well, I'm sure you did.
I slept at 5.
Uh-huh.
I make tacos at home. It's an experience.
That's true. I did nothing food-wise this weekend.
Nothing?
Well,
didn't fire up the grill?
No. We've been really slacking on the grill lately.
It's shameful.
Well, all our weekends have been super busy, and it's just we haven't really had the time or the inclination to really do it. And then with Heather being sick, that kind of limited our choices. Excuse me. So didn't do anything crazy. We did do the. We're planning a trip to the Black Hills sometime in July.
Camping?
No, God no.
July is the next month.
Yes. And
you able to still get a room out there?
That's not my department.
Okay.
I don't vacation well.
I know you don't.
So I leave all the planning for her. I just follow.
Road tripping it out there?
Mm-hmm.
Get a cowboy hat.
Well, one of the things she was looking at was a chuck wagon dinner.
Oh.
And it comes with a free cowboy hat.
Really?
Yes, it does.
So, there is no reason why you shouldn't be doing that.
It's bizarre, and we'll probably talk about this more, after it happens.
Oh my God.
But my wife, the pinnacle of sophistication and urbanness.
Yeah.
Like, she hates
the how in the world.
She doesn't really like camping. She's she hates rural environments. Give her a free freaking cowboy hat and some baked beans, and she is gung ho. Like, what happened? Like,
who are you?
Where is this interest coming from?
Who are you?
It was really bizarre. So we might end up doing that. So I might get a free cowboy hat out of it.
So you're going to do the whole Rushmore and Crazy Horse thing? Or?
Your guess is as good as mine. I know we want to do Waldrug.
Well, I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, because I've never done that.
Really?
Yeah, never done Rushmore.
Really?
I think I've been a grand total of maybe 10 miles into South Dakota.
I like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
As a national park, it is excellent. It's one of those things that you can really get into, like their I don't want to say their shows, but their I don't want to say like instructional things either, but their little seminars that they have, telling about how it was built and whatnot.
Yeah.
Very, very good. There's an evening show too that you do, that you should go to, that I'm actually suggesting.
Mount Rushmore After Dark.
Yes. And they actually let
George. Does George get up and shake his booty a little bit?
It's a cabaret show, actually.
That's right. I'd go see that.
I know you would. No, but they light up the mountain and everything, and it's very, very cool.
So yeah, we're doing that.
Wow.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do was when we got our car, it came with, I think it was 6 months of free Sirius satellite radio. Mm-hmm. And rather than avoid or try to find something in a sea of Christian and country music as we drive through South Dakota, we decided to re-up our satellite radio.
Okay.
And so I'm going, I was doing errands this weekend. I'm flipping through the channels. Did you know that, signpost of our adolescence, the Spice Channel?
Yeah.
Do you know they have a radio station?
No.
And do you know that sometimes on that radio station, they just do, like...
Sounds of porn?
Not sounds of porn, but, like, dirty stories.
So it's basically like watching the Spice Channel with it all fuzzy, but just no fuzz.
It's like watching the Spice Channel if you were blind and having someone describe it to you. That is very distracting while you're driving.
Was she in the car with you?
No, this is all by myself.
Oh, poor
but you're just flipping. You're flipping through the channels because it's mixed in with all the talk channels. And I love my talk radio because
I know you do.
80 years old,
right? Well, same here.
Yeah. But I'm flipping
through
it.
Well, you like to yell at the radio.
That's true. I'm flipping through it, and then it's just freaking porn being described while I'm driving.
Did they have the wanking?
No.
Out in the background?
Not that I remember. I flipped right through it, but it was just after I almost, beached the car, because I was, what the hell is this? But yeah, it's very distracting. I don't know how safe that is to be putting on the radio, where most of the people listening to it will be in the car.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I hope I hope that inadvertently comes on the channel while you're on that road trip.
I don't think we'll be listening a lot to Spice Radio.
Really, sir?
While we're driving.
Maybe some country music.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. But
I would love to be a fly on the wall of the two of you doing a chuck wagon dinner. I'm sorry. The mental picture I have right now is so incredible and so vivid. My brain is almost very good, by the way. My God, man, you're fat.
I just needed a second win. So you polish that some of the job.
The thought of it doesn't include any horseback riding, does it?
I don't think so.
Because I don't think you or her should have anything to do with a horse.
I don't do well on horses.
I can tell. Are you sure it's not the other way around? Horses just don't do well with you?
Well, I panic them because I freak out on horses.
Really?
I do.
Do you start crying or anything?
Jesus, give me a little credit.
I have to get to the bottom of the psychosis.
It's a very powerful animal that I have no control over.
Right.
Whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, I am living and dying by the horse's whim. And that's a little disconcerting. We went horseback riding for my sister's birthday, like maybe 10th or 11th birthday.
Okay.
When I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, you were crying the entire time.
I wasn't crying, but anytime we got any sort of speed,
yeah,
I would start like making noise, like like very uncomfortable noises. We had to stop the train or the convoy or
whatever. Evan, you were ruining my birthday party.
No, the head horse mistress or whatever her name is.
Horseman, I think was what they're called.
Well, it was a woman.
Okay.
But the leader of our group stopped the movement, walked over to me on the horse, and basically said, "You need to calm down." Like, I was apparently freaking the horses out.
You got told by the...
I did. I was not comfortable around horses. They're very big.
Never meant to be a horseman.
No. So...
I'm just disappointed in you.
Well, you should be. I'm very disappoint-worthy.
That was really good English. Or
shut up. But yeah, I'm sure I will give a full report when we do this.
I can't wait to hear about this.
It's not for sure that we're doing that. We're still in the planning stages.
I hope you do it. I haven't been out in South Dakota since... I went out there with like my family when I was like 17, you know, for the 4th of July. And it's a good time. However, I don't know if it's right up your alley. You're a bit of a city slicker.
I'm a bit of a city slicker, and again, as I've said before, I don't vacation well.
No, you don't. You vacation horribly.
I do.
You're not a good sport.
It's not that I'm not a good sport.
You're not a good sport.
I need to have a purpose.
Or purpose.
And I'm not a browser.
Right.
Which means, like...
Shopping's out.
Well, no, shopping is weird.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Okay. Did you want to look at the dessert menu?
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Tabs together or separate?
Together.
Together?
But like shopping is fine with me. Like I can go and shop because then my purpose is to purchase things.
Right.
I don't browse for education.
Okay.
Like I don't do tours. I don't do
really.
I don't do theme parks.
I know you don't do that.
Like you know, if we're gonna go to like some national park and where they you know they go to the visitor center and you can learn all about the volcanoes and bullshit like that.
See, that surprises me that you don't like that.
It's more, I process it too quickly. Like, I get the information and I'm ready to go. I'm not a lallygator. Okay,
so you see this show at Mount Rushmore.
Sure.
Would you be able to sit through that, or is that just...
Yeah, I'd probably be able to sit through that, because I got stuff coming in.
Right. There's bright lights.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to take a box?
No, thank you.
But yeah, it was. I don't do well in those situations, which of course means Heather loves doing that.
Right.
So, and she knows I don't like it. And I'm not saying she does it because it bothers me,
but she is of the opinion, and having been on enough vacations with me,
yeah,
that it's basically, I'm not going to let this bastard ruin my vacation.
I just thought of something you guys should do on your vacation. You can go on a Jeep tour.
We actually looked at those.
Through the national park, the Custer State Park. Up with the buffaloes. Buffaloes roam.
I checked, and they don't let you hunt them from Jeep back.
Well,
at least not officially.
I think you just need to find the right guide.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I've done that before.
Hunted buffalo from Jeep back?
No, but I've been on those Jeep tours. Mm-hmm. It's actually a lot of fun. You need, you know, it's one of those things, your neck's going to be a little sore afterwards. But it's a remarkable amount of fun.
Well, all right. We'll see.
Plus, you're going to Waldrug. How bad could it be?
I looked at Waldrug's website. I'm not sure I see the appeal.
It's like 5 cent coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
And a bumper sticker that says, where the hell is Waldrug?
I'm not going to put a Waldrug bumper sticker on my car.
I'm going to buy one and put one on your car.
Then you risk the wrath of not me.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's a leased car.
It is a leased car.
I don't trust anything attached to that car. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
I'm kind of excited for you. I think this would be a good learning bonding experience for the two of you.
We've bonded enough. We're married. How much more bonded can we get?
That's true. Yeah. You with a cowboy hat would just be...
I have a cowboy hat.
Why don't you wear it more often?
Because I'm not a cowboy.
Then why do you own one?
Because I was given one.
Then you should wear it while you're out there. The entire way out, entire way back.
See, here's the thing. It's a gardening hat that's shaped like a cowboy hat.
Well, count them. That's a gardening hat. You need a proper cowboy hat.
No, see, here's the thing. The only way I would get one...
So if it was given to you.
No, I would buy one, but it would have to be one of those stupidly large ones.
Oh, like the 13-gallon hat?
Yes.
Not 10.
I want to be able to put a 12-pack of soda in my hat.
Right.
No. And I just don't see how they're going for that.
Probably not.
Shall we wrap up here?
We should.
The baseball game's starting, so.
Ben, you're on a timeline.
I am on a timeline. I do have an interview to do. So, your opinion.
My opinion is, it is exactly how I remember it. In that it is a college hangout. You don't come here for the food, you come here for that it's here.
You come here for the camaraderie with other people.
Yep.
You come here to ogle college-aged women.
Yep.
Or men, depending on your...
On your vices.
Yeah, you know.
Or versus.
We don't judge on this show.
We do not.
Happy Pride weekend.
Yes. By the way, Pride Festival, fuck you for the traffic.
I just wanted to stay home. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's not going to be anything special. I think if I want really good food, there's plenty of other places in Dinkytown.
Right.
I haven't done it yet.
Okay, take your time.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You know, I do give them some credit on my shepherd's pie. I know. I do give them some credit on the shepherd's pie.
Okay.
It was well done. You know, that gravy was very good.
Well, when you start licking the bowl.
That's a sign, right. I think. having a gravy attack. The Scotch egg was kind of meh. I've had better.
Right.
And it was just kind of under-seasoned on all fronts with the Scotch egg. I was just a little disappointed. Like I said, the best part about that was the hash.
It's the same thing that happened with my hamburger, my patty melt. Just lacked the fried onions, or the sautéed onions, and it lacked salt and pepper. Mm-hmm.
I've heard people make the excuse for places like this, not this place in specific, but places like this, college places, places that are meant more for being a place to drink and watch the game than for food. They're like, why would they put much effort into the food when most of the people coming are here to drink? My argument is, salt is not expensive.
Right. Pepper is not expensive.
Pepper is not expensive. You can properly season your food, and it's not going to upset anyone.
Right.
And the people that aren't here to drink, the people that aren't here, you know, just to watch the game, but are just here for food, they're going to love that even more.
Right.
And if you're drunk enough, you're not going to care. So I say there's no reason to purposely dumb down your food.
Right. You're not doing yourself any services.
No.
You're not doing your clientele any favors.
So that said, I mean, I wouldn't, if people were going here, you know, turn it down.
Right. I might not get food.
Yeah. Or get an appetizer or something.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah, the appetizers are very safe.
Yeah.
I think we can both agree on that. Our appetizers were not great, but they're serviceable.
Yeah.
And they've got buffalo wings. They got quesadillas. They got stuff.
I mean, you can definitely tell it's not a real authentic Irish bar because they have like a South of the Border night.
Right.
You know, shit like that. So
they've got sliders. They've got garlic cheese bread. I mean, come on.
Yeah. We're not dissuading people, but it's, you know, go in knowing what you're gonna get. I guess
it comes with a disclaimer.
Yeah. So, anyway, huge thanks to all you guys that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we are willing to put our bodies through this because of you guys. We're also putting our bodies through this because of our sponsor, HopChart.com, which we always love their support. Well, what are you laughing about?
Just your stumbling to get that out. But
yeah, well. We welcome you to follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG, Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife, and Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife. And follow us on all that stuff. And learn about when we're going to do stuff. We got to start planning for the State Fair show.
Coming up very, very quickly.
Yes.
Summer's going to be over before you know it.
I know.
We'll be back in winter jackets and sweatshirts and shorts.
And more gravy.
Yes, gravy season.
More gravy. I got nothing else to point out.
I bring nothing to the show
as
always.
Nothing. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.